Welcome to the 716 Rocks Podcast. My name is Natron Patron.
This is Grizzle.
Come on, man. Behind the glass, we got...
Redbeard!
See, he's happy. Why can't you be happy? Be grateful. Grizzle Downer. Dude, we're going to be 500. Does that feel good?
Yippee. Yay.
Progress. Keep the coach. Keep the QB.
Is 500 really progress?
On paper, it is.
Whatever.
Wow, what a letdown, guys. You know what? That's probably all the energy I have was in that intro because I'm feeling like a loser tonight. As most of us in Buffalo feel like losers. Grizzle. Going on 15 years now without making the playoffs? That is insane, dude.
What do you want me to say, Nate?
I don't know.
What do you want me to say, Patron, whatever your name is? I don't care anymore. We're done. It's over. Another year, down the tubes, a game on the line, playoff implications. We're playing a 2-12 team.
Oh, my gosh.
And dude, they just look pathetic.
Dude, hashtag Billsing. Can we get that trending? Hashtag Billsing.
What does that even mean, Billsing?
Yo, dude, it's when you blow the big moment. It's when you have a great opportunity on the line and you do everything to blow it. Hashtag Billsing.
They're Billsing it.
For all you guys that are listening, if you tweet at us at 716Rocks, a great story of a time when you blew the big moment, hashtag Billsing, we'll pick the best one and you're going to get a sweet gift. And I promise we will not be Billsing on that promise. Offense, Kyle Orton, he tosses it 49 times for 329 yards, 3 TDs, 2 interceptions. But he was so much worse than that, Grizz. How many missed passes did he have? The pass to Chandler down the middle that was intercepted. I mean, look, okay, if he's throwing it to the Gronk's going to stretch and get it. But come on. You can touch pass that ball into Chandler. Hogan, the ball's almost intercepted. Hogan's wide open. He could have gone 40 yards with his blistering speed. That's why we keep throwing screen passes, right, to Hogan? That's why we keep sending Hogan on the swing pass and not Watkins, because Hogan's so much faster.
How many times was Watkins open yesterday and the ball just not accurately thrown? Can you answer that for me?
I thought Watkins was supposed to catch anything in a 50-foot radius.
That's the problem. It's not even in a 50-foot radius.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I would have loved, Grizz? Oh, my God. I can't even believe. I'm going to admit this. Halftime? EJ. 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 Marone, you want to prove something to me? Prove this. Just say, EJ, I want you to go out there, son, and I want you to run the ball. Play option. Run sweep. Jet sweep. Play action pass. I would have loved that. Because Orton made me throw up a little bit.
This is what we've come to. You're rooting for EJ Manuel.
I'm rooting for EJ. If we had any chance to win.
Do you remember the first several games of the season?
I'm rooting for EJ because Orton is so bad. It's not because I believe in EJ. It's because Orton is like, he's not scraping the bottom of the barrel, Grizz. He has blown a hole through the bottom of the barrel. He's in the basement. It's really bad. You know what's bad?
What's bad?
How many yards do you think we got?
13. Not 113. Not 213. Just 013. 13 yards on 13 rushing attempts.
And I don't know what it's going to take. Look, I put so much of that on the offensive line. Freddie Jackson watching his effort on dump off after dump off, check down after check down. Do you think Freddie Jackson at the end of the game was like, Orton, stop throwing me the ball. There's less than 2 minutes. You need to get the ball downfield. I can't take it 80 yards and make 11 guys miss because I have no blockers out front because you keep checking it down. God bless Freddie Jackson in his heart.
What is this?
God bless him.
The Christmas, we're back to the Christmas carol. God bless him, everyone. I mean, what are these? I would love to know what these receivers are thinking inside. They put on a good face. They're professionals, whatever. But the missed throws, the checkdowns when the game's on the line at the end, that would just be amazing if we could get those little thought caption bubbles up over their helmet as the ball's coming Freddie's way of like, why? Why are you doing this?
Hey, how about the two-yard pass to Robert Woods on 3rd and 10? You know what Eric Woods said?
Please tell me.
On WGR today? That was the design play. That was what they dialed up. They're trying to hit Woods on a 2-yard crossing route in hoping that he takes it upfield for 8 yards for the first down.
You want to know what I don't understand? Here's another thing I don't understand. Early in the game, we go up 7-0. A nice little touchdown pass, 50 yards, Sammy Watkins, whatever it was, 40-something yards.
41-ish.
41, whatever. A great pass. You're like, great. We're starting the game off with a nice long pass. We're throwing to, check it out, our number one receiver, Sammy Watkins. Where does he go? Does he take a bathroom break during the games? Does he go and buy Christmas gifts? Is he out shopping? I don't understand. You get off to this great start throwing to Sammy Watkins, but then he just isn't present on the field? Can you answer that for me, please?
No, I can't. Redbeard, can you answer that question?
No, I got no answers.
Where does Sammy Watkins go, Jameson?
He goes to Never Never Land. It's ridiculous.
Then there's the defense. Then there's the defense. I mean, we got one sack total yesterday.
Well, we really
they gave up 140 rushing yards and zero turnovers. You can't compete. You got to force turnovers.
We really laid the boom on Derek Carr, rookie.
I mean, it hurt. Yeah, Darius, he got hurt. That did kill us. But even before he got hurt, what were they really doing?
They were okay.
How do you come not to play?
They were okay.
How do you come into Oakland with playoff implications and you just don't show up? Answer me that. How is that possible?
Coaching,
your leadership. Unbelievable.
I don't know. I mean, offense, defensive players getting outballed. Our defensive line getting, I saw some interviews at the defensive side of the ball saying that they were missing tackles, but oh my gosh, there were holes opening up on that line that trucks could have driven through. I don't know if it was so much blocked, like missed tackles versus just getting blocked out of running lanes.
Come on, guys.
Let
me ask you this. What does this game show you? What's it show you?
Well,
watching this game yesterday, what does it tell you in the big picture about the Buffalo Bills?
We do not deserve to be in the playoffs.
Exactly.
We are not a playoff caliber team.
You lose to the Raiders. Your level of play was pathetic. It just tells you never really were meant to even be in the playoffs. You think about the loss to Kansas City.
Oh.
There's another one. How about during the season squeaking out a win versus Minnesota?
Mm.
Failing to put up points against Green Bay. The second game against Miami. Even San Diego, the offense just didn't look good at all. And then even in the game yesterday, just some of the stupid decisions that they don't tell me this is a team that wants to go the distance. There's 2 minutes left yesterday. We're down, 9 points?
Yeah.
And we got about 70 yards to go. Do you remember this play? It was a little 2-yard out pattern to Scott Chan. What is the point? It's pointless. You might as well throw it in the dirt.
He's a prolific playmaker.
I mean, he's lucky that he got out of bounds. Like, you run a greater risk throwing that pass of him getting tackled 2 yards and not getting out of bounds.
No, I know.
Throw
it
in
that.
The dirt.
I know. You might as well spike the ball if that's your intention.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why would you throw that? And there again, it's so hard. Is this play calling or Orton? To hear the admittance that, we designed a 2-yard crossing pattern on a 3rd and 10, okay, that's play calling. And how much of it is just Orton checking down? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it.
You know what I think we need?
Talk to me, Grizz.
I think we need to talk about some feelings.
Feelings. feelings.
Nothing more than feelings. How are you feeling? Just get it out. Just let it out. It's going to be good for the soul. Buffalo fans, you gotta talk about your feelings.
I want to yell. I want to scream, but I just don't have the fight in me anymore, Grizz. I want to curl up in a little ball. I want to put my hoodie up. I want to drink my mojito. I want to sit in a basement. Oh, wait.
That's what you're doing
right
now.
Pretty much doing that.
I want to break something. I want to break something.
Well, we definitely
or
cope differently.
Someone. There's a lot of anger here. Anger and frustration.
Where's McColt's face?
I don't know, but I need something or someone to punch. What is it yesterday? What is going on when our quarterback, who's supposed to be the leader of our football team, he's on the sideline laughing when we're down two with a minute left, and we need an onside kick to get ourselves even in contention to win the game. How are you on the sideline laughing when you're losing to the Raiders and there's a minute left and you don't have the ball? It's not funny. It isn't funny.
Grizzle, he might have remembered something that was really funny that happened.
I don't care. It's not the moment for it. You can have a determined look on your face if you want to. You can have an angry face. I'm okay with it. You can be yelling at your teammates. You can be shaking your head. That's acceptable. Shaking your head in disbelief of how are we losing to the Raiders. But there is not one single reason why there should be a smile on your face or why I can see your teeth. It's unacceptable!
Grizz, what the camera didn't show you is that Central Henderson busted out the tickle monster. And he was tickling Orton from behind.
No, for real. Can you just, for real, how are you feeling about the fact that our quarterback, with a minute left and they're down two, is over on the sideline laughing?
You know what? I'm ticked. I'm ticked that that's our quarterback, but I'm surrendered that that is Kyle Orton. This is the same quarterback that slides before the first down. This is the same quarterback that when he feels pressure, he goes down for the sack before contact. This is the same quarterback that when the game is on the line is throwing a 2-yard out to Chandler when we got to go 70 yards. So when I see him laughing and giggling like a schoolgirl on the sideline, I'm numb. I'm numb to it because that's what I expect.
How do you call yourself a professional? You're playing a game that has playoff implications for a city. We've been waiting here since 99, not 2009, 99, to just go to the playoffs. We're not even asking to win. We're just saying, could we just get into the playoffs?
Here's the deal. His pain is not our pain. Orton in 99 was, I don't know, college maybe? College, right?
Sure.
He's got nothing to do with Buffalo. He's got no ties to Buffalo. He's got no ties to the Buffalo Bills. Or it's just like, whatever. I mean, I hate to say it. And look, I got to think that Orton is a competitor. He's extremely competitive because professional athletes should be. But looking at his gameplay, his demeanor, and his actions, I just got to think he and maybe some other guys just don't care. They don't feel the pain. He's here for 1 year. God, please, I hope he's not here next year. You know, and he might know that. Now, if you look at Freddie Jackson, okay, sure, he's laughing a little bit after the game. I think it was him talking to Khalil Mack after. Whatever. You know, you look at a guy, you know how hurt Jackson is, Kyle Williams. You just know because they're so invested in Buffalo. Those guys feel our pain. They feel our pain. But a guy like Orton, I don't know. He's basically a hired gun. He's got no tie. He wasn't drafted by the Bills. He's basically about to ride off into the sunset with not even an average career, a career of a backup. Orton was never supposed to be great. It wasn't even a busted career.
I just don't care. Listen, I don't care if he stinks. I don't care about his stats. The fact is you're leading this football team. It's unbelievable that you're not on the sideline trying to fire the guys up to just believe. Even if that's it, if you're just giving some Chris Farley motivational speaker that you can do it and you can get this onside. Do something. But really, you're on the sideline laughing. It's unbelievable.
I think you should be our QB next year.
Listen, I might not throw very good, but at least I know in situations when it's appropriate to laugh and when it's appropriate to do something different. Okay? That would be an upgrade.
Can we move on?
And I can run faster than Kyle Orton for sure.
That you can. I can definitely attest to that. Grizzle's got some wheels.
Can I say one more thing here?
Please do.
I mean, I got to apologize to the Bills fan base here and to you, Patron. But myself and Redbeard, we watched the game yesterday in my man cave. And we have a confession to make.
Okay, I'm listening. I'm a little nervous. I got butterflies.
It pains me to have to confess this to our listeners, but...
You sure you want to do this on air?
I need to. It's what's needed.
There's a lot of people listening right now.
Listen, it's what's needed. It pains me to do this, but I just think this is going to help the listeners understand the feelings that I have. So, it's third quarter. You know, the girls are at the house. They're making some pizzas. I mean, usually, right, the pizzas are out of the oven. What do? You wait for a commercial break. You go get them dang pizzas. And you bring them back into the man cave and you sit down and you watch the game, right? I need to confess that myself and Redbeard voluntarily, while the game was being played...
Don't do this, Grizzle.
Without DVR, mind you.
Don't do this, Grizzle.
Didn't pause the game.
You don't have to do this.
Didn't turn it up so I can hear it in the other room. We went out, we sat at the dinner table, we didn't rush through dinner, we ate our pizza, we ate our Caesar salad.
Dang pizzas?
We ate them dang pizzas. We ate our Caesar salad, we talked with the kids, and eventually we said, let's go watch the rest of the game. Guys, I'm sorry, but I just had to put that out there.
It's tough.
But this is real. This is real talk.
Real talk, baby.
This is real radio.
Real talk for real people. Real men with real feelings. For a real...
That's how bad it's gotten to.
Heartache.
You lift our hopes, Kyle Orton. Buffalo Bills.
He really got my hopes up. I was very high.
We're talking, wow, we at least have a chance here.
We're talking about mustaches and stogies.
And come third quarter yesterday, you know what I was saying?
Good pizza.
Right out of Dumb and Dumber, man. What was all that one in a million talk?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Unbelievable.
All right, man. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the coaching staff? I mean, where do we end up? Where do we go from here? Is this progress? Let's just start there. Is this progress?
Progress? Excuse me? What are you asking me?
Was that in smaller case letters on that page or something?
Your formatting makes me squeamish.
What are you asking?
Progress.
Anyways, is it progress?
It is. Yes, progress! 8-8, baby! They're not 6-10 anymore! Go Bills!
Why don't you answer if it's progress?
Yeah! Woo! Get one of the best defenses. We use analytics.
Listen, it's certainly progress. I mean, when was the last time...
We don't have a quarterback controversy.
Relevant. When was the last time we were relevant?
In mid-December?
Right.
2004.
So is it progress?
Yeah!
Sure. Now, listen. Could it be better? Could we be better? Do we need to make changes?
Absolutely.
But I'll tell you what. Progress... I'm not feeling too confident about the progress that was shown here. The defense, listen, props to the defense on a great year.
They're not going to win you a championship.
I don't
anymore.
Walk away from yesterday's game and realistically that we're going to end up 8-8 unless a miracle happens. I don't really feel like it's much progress. The feelings, Nate, the feelings don't indicate progress. Maybe the record, maybe some of the stats, maybe some of the analytics. But the feelings don't equal progress.
Here's the deal. It's just not good enough. You know, I hope the Pegulas, I hope they come in there the day after. I hope they rock one Bills drive. Here's the deal on the coaching. It's so, I'll be really honest here, and maybe this is just too much of a moderate take. Look, if you have better quarterback play in most of those games, even average quarterback play, we win a couple more games, and the coaching staff doesn't look too bad. I think a terrible quarterback, a very bad offensive line, highlights and magnifies the poor coaching decisions that happen. But here's the deal with Doug Marrone, and I hope I don't come off too mean. You look at the guy, he's just not what he was built to be. Jan 1, 2013, we're talking cutting-edge analytics. Russ Brannon comes in, it's a new day. Okay, we're feeling like Ralph Wilson isn't holding this team in the dark ages anymore. They go out, they get their coach. You know, this is supposed to be fast tempo, just quick moving, analytics, you know, using the statistics. It hasn't happened. And look, you just look at Marrone. He's a poor communicator. He lacks charisma. He lacks creativity. And honestly, again, I don't want to come off sounding harsh, but I just don't think he has the mind, to put it bluntly, the intelligence to be a successful head coach in the NFL. I just don't know if he can process the amount of information quickly enough during the game and make the proper adjustments to put his team into a winning position. I mean, it just seems like second half, we don't make great adjustments. When we got a win, and it just comes down to a play or two, it seems like poor decision-making is always at the helm. So honestly, 8-8, 9-7, I don't really care. I hope Marrone is gone. He's got to go. Set him off to
Listen, Michigan. I'm with you. I mean, you look at just some of the specifics throughout the year. Yesterday, a loss to Oakland with playoff implications on the line. His decision-making on fourth downs, come on, man. Just go for it. You got Kyle Orton, who's not even that good, constantly telling Marrone that he wants to go for it. But how many times out of 100 will he go for it on fourth and one, fourth and two? Maybe once, maybe three times. I don't know. Even a couple weeks ago, him being unaware of the fact that one of his best defenders in Jerry Hughes is benched for half the game.
Yeah.
Oh, did that happen? Oh, I guess I should be more aware of that. I mean, you got to hope that Pegula comes in and says, you know what, this is unacceptable. We need a coach that has that charisma you're talking about, that has that fire, and has that winning mentality of nothing else is acceptable. Whether it's from just winning the football game or down to the individual details of mentally making the plays in and out and being disciplined, play in, play out, to do what it takes to get it done.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, you know what needs to change in the offseason? Obviously, the quarterback is critical. If we come back next year with Orton and EJ, I quit. I swear, I'm done.
What are we going to do?
Triple A baseball?
Cleveland Browns podcast?
Buffalo Bisons, man. I'll quit football. No, Cleveland Browns, I can get behind them. Steelers, I like them. I like Big Ben. That's a quarterback, baby. He's pretty dirty off the field, but I'll tell you. On the field?
No, you're right. We got to do something awesome. To quarterback. And obviously, we need O-line changes. Listen, if we can make upgrades there, hey, I feel pretty good because hopefully our defense, they sign the guys they need to. We keep up with that progress on that end of the ball. But we got to upgrade in those two spots. End of story.
If we upgrade a quarterback and O-line and Marrone stays, here's a tough thing. You know we'll get more wins. So what do you do with the head coach?
If I'm Terry Pegula and I'm the money man, I'm paying top dollar for the best coach available.
Who do you want?
Give me Bill Cowher. You say, you know what? I'm going to throw out the craziest number any head coach has ever been paid.
He might be too old school, man. Power run.
Well, who do you want?
Jim Harbaugh, baby.
I'll take Harbaugh. I'm cool with that.
Harbaugh, Cowher, I'll take Cowher. I'll take one of the Grudens. Guys, if you're listening, hit us up at 716ROCKS. Tweet at us. Email us. Dude, we'll get you an interview with the Pegulas. We'll try. We know I've had lunch at one of their restaurants in Buffalo. The new establishment, 716. I'm sure we could talk to somebody, wait staff maybe. I'm sure. We'll hook you up, man. Just get in touch. All right, man, in conclusion, take us home, baby. What do you got?
In conclusion, I'm sad. I'm angry. I have all this week to think about playing the Patriots with nothing to play for, and we're not in the playoffs.
I will say this. If the chips don't fall, whereas if we had won out and still had not made the playoffs, it's going to soften the blow just a little bit. But if the chips fall perfectly for the Bills, and it turns out that we shot ourselves in the foot by losing to the 2-12 Raiders, oh, sickening, maddening.
What are you going to have to do?
I will root for New England out of spite.
We're talking therapy or what?
I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, man.
All right. Well,
mojitos.
Patron is in danger of needing therapy.
All right, Grizz, you got anything else, man, in the sorry, sad podcast that we call 716 Rocks?
Listen, Buffalo, we love you. We thank you for your support. We may or may not be on next week.
TBD.
But we still love you nonetheless, and we thank you for our support. It's been great.
All right, Grizz, punch it in, bud. Red Beards, thanks. Guys, make sure you check out our website at 716rocks.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging in there. Peace.